You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, Episode 4, Knowing God as Father, Part 3, God is the Perfect Father. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but an emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. This is the final part in a three-part series on knowing God as Father, and I wanted to start it off with a comment I received from a reader on a post I wrote entitled, "Can I Really Know God as Father?" After making my case for God as Father, she culminated her counter-argument with the following statement, "While I rejoice in your love for Jesus Christ, that relationship is not the same as a relationship with your father, as it would not be the same as a relationship with your mother. Christ can never take the place of a real father in a child's life." According to the Bible, she was right. God is a triune being consisting of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each division of the Godhead serves a different role. It is not Jesus Christ who fulfills the role of Father in the life of a believer, but God the Father. The Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father, Romans 8 and 15. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. 1 John 3 and 1. A father to the fatherless is God in his holy dwelling, Psalms 68, 5. There are several verses in Scripture that substantiate God the Father's role. For this reason, I agree with the reader because Christ is not our Heavenly Father, but God the Father is. Despite this truth, many people believe God is unable to be a real father in the lives of those who were not fathered by an earthly dad. It simply doesn't make sense for an infinite God to commune with a finite and flawed individual. But it doesn't have to make sense for it to be true. I get it. Neither you nor I have to believe it in order for it to be so. It is so. From my vantage point, there is a lot at stake if God cannot be a heavenly father to all mankind. It is the equivalent of taking hope from the world. If we embrace this perspective, many men and women would be doomed, handcuffed to their father wounds for a lifetime. Oh, you never knew your dad? That's unfortunate. Your father died when you were just a kid? Suck it up. You never knew the love of your biological father? Get over it. I know that sounds harsh, but essentially that is what people are left with if the idea of knowing God as Father is just a fantasy. Left to fend for themselves, people may look to heal their daddy wounds with insatiable success, unsatisfying relationships, and overwhelming addictions. The good news is there is hope. The void of a fatherless daughter is filled by the infinite love of God. Were you abused by your father? You can know healing. Have you been rejected by your daddy? You can find acceptance. Are you unknown by the man you love the most? You can be known by God. God is able to meet your needs. He is a counselor, a giver, provider, healer, friend, and father. He is God. So here is my counter to the reader's comment. To say that God takes the place of a real father in a person's life is too small of a description. God cannot be limited by our comprehension of the word father. He supersedes every connotation. Even if we grew up with a wonderful dad, God remains undeniably the perfect father. He is unmatched in his love towards us. For every daughter desperately longing to know if she will ever experience the love of a father, God, the ultimate father, responds, yes. We must trust him and not the voice of reason. Reason communicates the same thing every time. This is impossible. The truth is, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19 and 26. Ask God to change your perspective of what knowing him as a father should look like. Believe against all doubt that you can be known and loved by an omniscient God. Pursue a relationship with God by reading his word and spending time with him in prayer. In time, I believe you will come to know him as Father. He is capable of fathering mankind. It seems crazy, impossible, and unlikely, but it is true.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
For years, I did not know my relationship with my biological father impacted my relationship with my heavenly one. My childhood family of three ended almost as soon as it began. I was a baby when my parents divorced, and consequently, I grew up spending little to no time with my dad. As a result, I unknowingly equated the absence of my father as a child with God's seeming absence as an adult. He didn't speak to me audibly. He couldn't be seen. My prayers seemed to go unanswered. Many times I felt ignored, believing I could never know and be known by an invisible God. I was wrong. Examining the relationship with my earthly dad was a prerequisite to embracing God as Father. During a mentoring session, I discovered how different types of earthly dads impact our relationship with God. Just as light brings clarity to a dark room, understanding the different types of fathers gave me a new perspective on God. Authoritarian fathers are concerned with obedience, not interested in your opinions, ideas, or desires, intent on their own way, strict and controlling. Authoritarian fathers can cause their children to rebel against God. Abusive fathers inflict emotional, physical, or sexual pain, destroy a child's sense of worth and trust, skew the daughter's view of intimacy. Abusive fathers can cause their children to have difficulties trusting, being vulnerable, and emotionally relating to God. Distant or passive fathers show little to no affection, rarely demonstrate emotion, interact little with their children, display no interest in the child or their activities. Distant or passive fathers can cause their children to view God as uninvolved and disinterested in their lives. Absent fathers are unavailable due to work, divorce, death, remarriage, or abandonment. Absent fathers can cause their children to believe that God is inaccessible or non-existent. Because my father was absent and distant, I came to view God as distant, silent, and uninterested with the ache I carried in my soul. However, after much introspection and counseling, I began to distinguish the lies that laid the foundation for my perspective of God. In changing my mindset, I debunked the lies I previously believed were true. Lie number one, God is like my daddy. Truth, my dad is like me, flawed, broken, and in need of a savior. Even the greatest fathers are imperfect and fall short in comparison to God. Although fathers can reflect the heart of God, they are not God, and we must make that distinction. Lie number two, God's silence means he doesn't love me. Truth, God may appear silent, but he speaks. His communication is endless through the Bible, people, nature, and our circumstances. God communicates his love for us. Deep within our souls and omniscient, God engages in a continuous discourse between our thoughts and his. The challenge is silencing the noise around and within so we can hear. Lie number three, God cannot be trusted. The truth is, after experiencing disappointment in my father-daughter relationship, I found it difficult to trust God. But as a baby begins to walk, I took a step and then another. In fact, I'm still taking steps in my journey with an all-knowing God, forever learning to trust and countering lies that separate him and I. Our understanding of God as Father comes by faith, just as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight. We believe that God is our Heavenly Father, not because it makes logical sense, but because we choose to trust in the truth of God's word that says He is a Father. Saying that God is our Heavenly Father does not mean forcibly fitting Him into our understanding of the word. We have innate expectations for the role of an earthly father. For girls, we may expect the father to interrogate our male suitors, tell us we look pretty, and be there to comfort and hold us when we cry. A relationship with God as our father will not look the same as a relationship with our earthly dad. A relationship with God is cultivated by communing with Him through prayer. In prayer, we remove our barriers to talking with Him, thus deepening our faith and relationship. This is how we come to know Him as a Heavenly Father, slowly, over time, as we intentionally connect with Him. Overwhelmingly, God communicates who He is in the life of a Christian. Our response is to simply believe. Prayer and Bible reading solidify our faith in God as our Heavenly Father. It is a daily, minute-by-minute walk with Him. And it requires a conscious choice to trust that God is exactly who He says He is in the face of doubt and skepticism. God does not replace earthly fathers. He offers us a relationship with Him as our perfect and unchanging Heavenly Father. Whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't even know who your father is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure, hope to be free, completely free, hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 2 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. Join me for episode 5, Forgiving Our Fathers.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust Me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.